This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. I've been thinking about what my next commentary is. I got a whole bunch of choices. I think one of the big ones right at the front is what's the difference between Democrats and Confederates? I think it's a great argument. You know, the Democrats want to destroy all the Confederate statues. And I studied the Civil War, and look, I'm a Northern kid. I'm a New Yorker. I was on the side of the North. After the fact, obviously, it wasn't there. But after the fact, I was on the side of the North. But yet, I still have the ability to appreciate American history and to appreciate the greatest fighting generals of all time. I think of all time, I think of three. I think of General Robert E. Lee, General Stonewall Jackson, and General Jeb Stuart. The South just happened to have the three greatest fighting generals of all time. And I've always had a great appreciation for them. Not what they represented as far as slavery, obviously. I was on the North side. But what they represented as far as America's spirit, great fighting generals, amazing. How they took a ragtag bunch of Southern soldiers with no shoes, just like George Washington, another amazing fighting general, took a ragtag bunch of American Revolutionary soldiers with no shoes in the middle of the winter, freezing, snowing, sleeting, and he got them to victory. And they got the South to, within an inch of victory until Gettysburg, and then it all changed, and still he carried out. You know, he lengthened the war another 2 years because he kept his men so motivated. So I appreciate history, but I understand the argument of black people in this country that, hey, this represented slavery, and these people were traitors to America, right? They broke away from America, and therefore they're traitors to America. So, okay, let's recognize that argument. If that's true, isn't the whole Democrat Party today just like Confederates? Aren't they all traitors to America? They all hate America. They all want to undo America. They want to change everything about America. They're conducting a coup against the President of the United States. There's violence in the streets of Seattle and Portland and Denver and cities all over this country. In cities like Chicago, you have an openly communist lesbian mayor who hates America and who lets people murder each other on the streets by the dozens. You have a Starbucks employee arrested today and charged with spitting in policemen's drinks. You have Joe Biden, the candidate for president, who doesn't know where he is anymore, who's clearly got dementia, who I'm guessing won't even be speaking at his own Democrat convention. This will be the most bizarre thing in the history of America. You do understand Joe Biden. They can't let Joe Biden speak at the Democrat convention. There might be some canned, like, 3 to 5 minute thing on video that takes him, like, 18 days to put together with a teleprompter to try and make him, prop him up and make him look alive. Even though clearly zombies have eaten his brain, there's nothing there anymore. And it's Weekend at Bernie's. They're holding him up with a hand up his ass. And when they move their hand, Joe Biden talks. Nothing that comes out makes any sense, but he talks. So maybe there'll be a small video, but that's about it. That's the reason they're so glad it's not a live convention. It's all going to be on video. It's all going to be on the internet. And it's all going to be canned. So other than maybe a 3 minute speech, 5 minute speech, Joe Biden won't even be at his own convention speaking for himself. But he spoke today and he said he wants schools to teach about the Islamic faith in the United States of America. Isn't that like the Confederates? You mean you don't love Christianity, you don't love Judaism, you don't love Judeo-Christian values of which America were born on and birthed on and raised on? You mean the fact that we're this wonderful Christian, Judeo-Christian country, it doesn't mean anything to you? You mean you think Islam's the great American faith because you're speaking in front of a million Muslims with a Muslim call to action to vote for Biden? Now you're selling out to the Muslim faith and just kind of, you know, ignoring some little things. Because they're a wonderful faith, other than the fact that Muhammad owned slaves and therefore should be erased, just like the Confederate monuments. And other than the fact that the Quran says either convert to Islam or we'll kill you. And other than the fact that, you know, gay people on the roofs of buildings get, you know, rebar stuffed up their butt by Muslims who want to kill them before they throw them off the building. And other than the fact that women who dare to look at another man, if a man even claims a woman looked at him, they'll stone her to death. And other than the fact that a woman gets gang raped and they want to put the woman in prison. And other than the fact that little girls want to go to school and they throw acid in their face. Other than those little things. Other than they want to conquer the United States of America and convert us all to Islam. Other than that, it's a wonderful religion. He wants to teach it in school. So when this guy does open his mouth, he makes every American, every real American, every patriotic American, every red, white, and blue American want to vomit. So you're not going to let him talk at his own convention. He's mentally diminished. He's got senility. He's got dementia. He's got Alzheimer's. Whatever he's got, we don't want. So you're not even going to let him speak at his own convention. And I just think there you have the Confederates. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's like a Confederate. She's a traitor to her own country. Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, they're traitors to their own country. They don't believe in anything we believe in. They believe in nothing but foreign things to most Americans. And they all want open borders. How is that not betrayal to your country? Are you kidding me? You want to open the borders and give free health care to everyone in the world who wants to come. So therefore, instead of 300 million people, we'll soon have 1.6 billion, just like China. You realize in a country like China or a country like India, where they have over a billion people, nobody in the government gives a damn about anyone. They let them all die. They die in flooding. They die in earthquakes. They die in hurricanes. By the hundreds of thousands, nobody cares. They're like, okay, another couple of million people are dead. Who cares? Nobody cares about you in a country of a billion. The United States is an amazing country. They want to ruin it. They're the Confederates of today. They are traitors. And by the way, they committed treason to try and spy on Trump and fix the election against Trump and then fix it once Trump won and throw him out of office for something that never happened, Russian collusion and a Ukrainian phone call that was fine. They're the traitors. They're the Confederates. They talk about Confederate statues. They are the Confederates of today. They are against the United States of America. The Green New Deal will destroy us all. It'll bankrupt us all. It'll take away all our jobs and leave you jobless and penniless. And without a car forevermore. These people are crazy. They want sanctuary cities. They want to fund the police. Everything they want is against America and against the Constitution. They're the Confederates of today. So I'm either going to write that story, what's the difference between Democrats and Confederates? Nothing. Or I'm going to write the three biggest news events of the week that will win the presidency for Trump. What are those three? Number one, I hope everyone's paying attention. The CDC is the one in charge of all the medical information we get and in charge of the COVID fight. And the CDC employees made 8,000 contributions to political candidates and PACs in the last 5 years, and five went to Republicans. Not 5,000 out of 8,000, not 500, five. Five out of 8,000. The entire CDC is like an Ivy League school, Princeton, Columbia, Harvard, Yale. It's like an Ivy League school where there isn't one single Republican professor because the professors in charge of hiring other professors are communists, and they only hire other communists. The CDC is clearly deep state, D.C. swamp, communist, and only hires other communists. All people that want to see the economy closed, all of us lose all our businesses, all of us be broke and dependent on big government, and Trump defeated. And the proof is 8,000 political donations, five to the GOP. It's impossible to find a number like that. So that's number one that everyone should pay attention to. Number two is Joe Biden saying he wants to see more Islam and taught in schools. You know, with all the problems in America, the only thing he can think of is teach Islam in the schools. COVID and rioting in the streets and open borders and lawlessness and murder and maybe a war on the precipice with China. All he can think of is teaching Islam in the schools and on his first day in office, getting rid of the Muslim travel ban. Because Joe Biden cares so much about the people of Syria and Yemen and Somalia. Have you ever heard anything so stupid in your entire life? Do you realize the average American doesn't give a crap about Yemen or the people of Yemen? The average American doesn't care about Afghanistan or Iran or Iraq or Venezuela or Somalia? We don't care about any of those countries. Let them all die. We don't really give a flying F about those countries and those people. We know they're all terrorists. We know they're all bad. We know that anyone comes to America, it's going to be like, the, what was it, the Muriel or Marielle boat lift? Castro, the communist, let everybody bad out of his prisons, the rapists, the murderers, the pedophiles, and he sent them to America? Go, 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 leave Cuba. Well, if you ever lifted that on the first day, Biden, the Muslim travel ban, every one of those countries would say, oh, yes, here's our chance to destroy America. Let's empty our prisons of all the sick people, all the pedophiles, rapists, murderers, and terrorists, and let's get the problems out of our life and send them to America. Can you imagine how dumb Biden is? That's the second big issue. And the third one is the McCloskeys. The fact that a couple who are Democrats, who are ambulance-chasing personal injury lawyers, were having a party and a mob of BLM, Black Lives Matter, descended upon them, threatened to murder them, threatened to burn their house to the ground, threatened to murder their dog. An angry, screaming mob that wanted to kill them invaded a private gated community and went after their mansion, and they came out with their guns and used their guns in the perfect way. The perfect way. They never shot it in the air, and they never shot a person. They never wounded anyone. They never killed anyone in defense of their home and their lives and their dog's life and their children's life. All they did was use their guns to scare the mob away and intimidate the mob, and the mob ran. You know, a mob of like 200 Black Lives Matter frothing at the mouth ran away. I give these guys hero medals. I pin a medal on their chest. I give them the highest honor of America for defending a there's no cops there. There's no one to save them. The house would have burned. They would have burned to death. And they want to arrest them. They've been charged with felonies. They could go to jail. By the way, you know what would happen in jail to a white husband and wife who fought off a Black Lives Matter mob with guns? You know what they would do to them in jail? By the way, boy, rape is a capital R in this case. That's what you'd send them to because they defended their lives with legal guns on their own property. Vote Trump, believe me. Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. In multiple lab tests, it destroyed dozens of dangerous pathogens within minutes. Unlike other silver products that can only kill a single pathogen cell, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul can disarm and disable dozens of pathogens before it safely leaves your body. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in patented silver products, and they charge 50% less than leading competitors. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is available for your health as a liquid, a skin gel, or a throat lozenge. OptiVita Silver is so confident you'll feel the difference. They offer a 30-day return guarantee. I've arranged to have them create special bundles and discounts if they're already low prices. These deals are exclusively for my listeners. While supplies last, just use the discount code WAYNE. Call toll-free 844-5-SILVER, 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER. Or go to patentedsilver.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Unique items for strange times. That's PatriotDepot.com. For instance, when you and your friend are playing your favorite drinking games via social media, while listening to Joe Biden babble about nothing, you can win in style with your Trump 45 bullet shot glass, and then cope with that hangover by pouring some coffee in your Trump camper mug. PatriotDepot.com is the place to find these and more. Remember promo code USA. They even have the Trump lawn gnome to keep you company. This is a site for all of your favorite MAGA merchandise. So many other exciting products are at PatriotDepot.com or call call 844-377-8052 using the promo code USA for a great discount. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. And don't forget the promo code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, so funny. You know, Biden, did you hear him speak today? Or more clearly, what I should say is, did you hear him stumble and bumble today? I mean, this guy is so brain dead, it's unbelievable. This guy has dementia. This guy doesn't know what he's saying, doesn't know what he's doing. But the one clear thing he said is we must teach more Islam in the schools. In America's schools. Not in Saudi Arabia, in America. That's how crazy this guy is. I mean, put that up for American vote right now. Make that the entire election. We need to teach more Islam in the schools. I can't wait for you to make that the biggest issue in the election. And ending the Muslim travel ban, I can't wait for that one too. Just proving once again what Biden stands for. Biggest idiot Democrats ever nominated. I can't say I made it up myself. I got that from one of my fans, Horst. Horst sent me a great email moments ago and said, Biden, biggest idiot Democrats ever nominated. Is that good or what? That's great, man. That is priceless. Oh, my God. That's great. We got to get that to Trump. Trump needs to know that. That is the greatest line ever. Biden, biggest idiot Democrats ever nominated. What a fool. A stumbling, bumbling idiot who talked today about voting physicians. He's got voting physicians waiting at the polls. He doesn't even know what he's saying anymore. He has no idea. I think that was the word. What's a voting physician? I don't know. I have no idea what a voting physician is. Let's see if I can find it because it's so funny. Well, I'll find it in a little while. I also want to mention that I came up with an idea on the show. I'm a mixture of coming up with great ideas, and my fans coming up with great ideas. Some of mine are inspired by fans. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. Love your great ideas. WayneRoot@gmail.com. You all have such brilliant ideas. Average, everyday Trump voters are just as smart as all the people running Washington, or smarter. I think much smarter. It was William Buckley who once said, I'd rather be governed by any name I come up with in the Boston phone book, just picking it at random with my finger, than a Harvard professor. And I agree, man. That's why, you know, average everyday Trump voters, much smarter than the people running the country in Washington. But some of the ideas are mine. I came up with the idea that it's got to be illegal for a government to allow you to print, you know, to paint MAGA on a city street. Those streets belong to you and me, liberals and conservatives. You can't paint a conservative message on the street. You can't authorize it. It's not allowed. It's not right. It's a political message in the street of one side versus the other, unless you allow the other side. So all you have to do is now demand, sue these governments and demand we print MAGA 2020 in the middle of the street, on the next street. Right? And how about All Lives Matter on the next street, next to Black Lives Matter? I want All Lives Matter and MAGA, if you could print Black Lives Matter. And this will shut them up and they'll get rid of this Black Lives Matter. And sure enough, a California city, Redwood City, in the San Francisco area, quietly scrubbed away its Black Lives Matter mural from a city street after a resident asked to paint a similar MAGA 2020 on the same road. Redwood City official, city resident Dan Pease received permission from city officials to paint Black Lives Matter on Broadway Street as part of a 4th of July public art celebration. City officials even supplied him with yellow paint to make the mural. And then local real estate attorney Maria Ruttenberg, who reasoned the street is now a public forum, asked the city if she could paint her own MAGA 2020 sign on the same street. Oh, this lady's great. My hero, Maria Ruttenberg. She's great. I saw Black Lives Matter on Broadway Street, and I figured it's going to be a new public space open for discussion, and I want to get my message out too, Rutenberg said. The city did not respond, but promptly removed the Black Lives Matter mural. They said the sign is a traffic hazard and might cause accidents. So there it is. Wayne Root came up with the answer, and someone took me up on it and did it. And she's a lawyer too, by the way, so she probably would have sued them as well, which is what they deserve. Absolutely. You can't take my government money. You can't take it and pay political messages on the street. And Black Lives Matter is a completely political message because the Black Lives Matter organization is a Marxist, America-hating organization. There we go. The Confederates of today. If you think Confederates are traitors because they didn't like America, then these people are traitors because they don't like America. So stuff it where the sun don't shine. You know what? It's one or the other. Just like the teachers, it's one or the other. If the teachers are essential employees, they've got to go to work. Stop telling me you can't teach in school. If the teachers aren't essential employees, fire them all. If you're non-essential, you should be fired. Sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way, Cornerstone Asset Metals, precious metals, man, on fire. Silver and gold on fire today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k to a precious metals IRA. And for my listeners only, they'll waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. Open a precious metals retirement account, no cost. No one else in America offering this. Go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is urging Americans to mask up amid the coronavirus pandemic.
We're asking everybody that when you are not able to socially distance, wear a mask.
The president, holding his first coronavirus briefing since the 26th of June, continues.
Fatalities nationwide have fallen 75% since mid-April. That's a great number. As cases and fatalities rise in certain hard-hit states, which you're looking at right now, We're surging personnel, supplies, and therapeutics. We, again, have tremendous amounts of supplies. We are in very good shape, and we can move them quickly.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's in favor of a second round of direct stimulus payments to Americans in the next coronavirus relief bill. McConnell saying the direct payments help American families. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
I was mentioning as we left the last segment what a huge day it was for gold and silver. It's starting to dawn on everybody what a massive future gold and silver have, because we're spending trillions of dollars we don't have. We're printing trillions and trillions and giving them out as coronavirus aid and stimulus and small business aid. And, you know, we've basically spent the entire world, not America, every country in the world is spending trillions to save the world from a Great Depression. And every time you spend even a little bit more, gold and silver go up. So obviously, it's going to be the golden age of gold and silver. Obviously, it's the time of a lifetime, it appears, to buy gold and silver. And so gold today was dramatically up. It surges 1.5%. And silver went up today 5%. Silver's now almost $23 an ounce. Gold is $1,844 an ounce. And they're both at, I believe, nine-year highs. So I was just talking about Cornerstone Asset Metals, the sponsor of this show. And you can get a precious metal, meaning a gold or silver IRA retirement account. And they'll do it and waive all fees. So contact them at CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. No one else in America offering this deal. Open a precious metals retirement account for no cost while gold and silver are going through the roof. Pretty cool. I got some good sponsors, man, with some good offers. All right, we've got a great guest, too. James Hurston's here every Tuesday. He's my only guest that's automatically every week. That's pretty amazing. Out of every guest I've had, thousands, in 4.5 years on the air, he is the only guest that's every week that I choose to have on every week. New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise in the entertainment and media business or media world. Website, jameshurston.com, H-I-R-S-E-N, jameshurston.com. James, welcome back to the show.
Oh, great to be with you. It's nice to be the automatic guest. I'm on
the only one. The only one in the world who gets on every week.
That's right.
So I see that you wrote a column about actor Antonio Sabato Jr., who fights Hollywood's McCarthyism and launches a new conservative movie studio. Two questions. Number one, what's that all about? And can I get into that movie studio? Maybe you and I could do a movie together. I got great ideas. And I've created three hit reality TV shows, so why not? And number two is, I guess I'm going to, you know, be a little naive here. I don't watch a lot of TV. I work all day. Is there an Antonio Sabato Sr. that was a famous actor? Is he the son of someone famous? Why is he Antonio Sabato Jr.?
His father was a famous actor in Italy. He did like 60 films. A lot of people think Antonio Sabato Jr. because of his looks and what he's done, that he's Hispanic. He's actually part Italian and part Jewish.
Really?
And he does not speak, he probably speaks a little Spanish because his native tongue is Italian. Interestingly enough, Antonio taught himself English from watching Tom Cruise movies. So, you know, he probably dances around in his underwear, which, by the way, he started out, he was a Calvin Klein underwear model. That's what really kind of got the attention. But he's been, his claim to fame was the soap world. You know, he did General Hospital, The Bold and Beautiful, and then that nighttime soap that he did, Melrose Place.
My favorite movie actor at this moment in time has got to be Mark Wahlberg. I think he's great. I love all his movies. All his great action movies, and he kills the bad guys. I love Mark Wahlberg. He was known as Marky Mark, and he was a rapper, a white rapper. Wasn't he famous for being a Calvin Klein underwear model? I believe he was on all the bus stops in New York.
I think he did endorse and did some underwear modeling. I'm not sure, but I think his rap career might have come first. But, you know, Mark Wahlberg's another guy that, first of all, he's very religious, and secondly, he doesn't go with all the left-wing ideas. But Antonio Sabato Jr. was very outspoken in 2016, endorsing Donald Trump, and spoke at the Republican convention. He was one of the few, you know, sort of conservative celebrities that came out of the conservative celebrity closet. That's what Charlton Heston used to call it. And so what he's done, he got blacklisted. He uses the word blacklist. He was forced to leave California and move to Florida. He went in the construction business for a while. His agents and managers dropped him. He had a project he took to a distribution company. They said, "We're not working with you." And they told him. it was over the Trump support. Now, maybe he didn't want to file suit, whatever it was, but he's decided, and I don't know how he's actually financing it, but he says he's got funding for the first film, and he wants to start an alternative to Hollywood. On his Twitter account, he uses the name Conservative Studios. I don't know if that's the best name, but he has a film. It's up on the Internet Movie Database called Trailblazers, and the interesting thing is in the film, he has, like, all of the Hollywood conservatives, Scott Baio and Kevin Sorbo. Kevin Sorbo's been really successful in the faith-based movies. He has some of the highest profit margins, like the movie God's Not Dead. It has a huge profit margin in relation to its cost. And so he's gotten the attention. So he's got these guys cast in a film project. I don't believe they've actually started any shooting. They have a script written. Dean Cain and Lorenzo Lamas, another nighttime soap guy, Lorenzo Lamas.
And isn't he also the son of someone famous, Lorenzo Lamas? Didn't he have a famous father?
Fernando
yes.
Lamas. Yeah, Fernando Lamas. Lorenzo. But Lorenzo is a fire-breathing, Trump-supporting, deplorable, unbelievable. So it's just nice to know, you know, that John Voight and Gary Sinise and these guys that are out there are not all alone by themselves, that there's a few conservatives and, you know, somebody that has as strong a career as John Voight, even when there are people who don't want to work with him, there are enough that do want to work with him. But the Hollywood blacklist is alive and well, and it is a different blacklist. It is a absolute door slam against Trump supporters who are open about their Trump support. And so, and you hear it all over. James Woods is another one, very active on Twitter, who talks about this blacklist. It's real.
And by the way, years ago, I mean, I lived in Malibu from what year, 1990-ish till the year 2002. And I lived right on the beach in Malibu, California. It was a beautiful life. And all those years ago, I belonged to something called the Wednesday Morning Club. I don't think that name exists anymore, but that was all the Republican actors, directors, and producers of Hollywood. And we met once a month in Beverly Hills, the Wednesday Morning Club. Do you remember that?
I do. I spoke there once, and it's David Horowitz's group. And that disappeared. And then there was the other group in Hollywood, Friends of Abe, which was
Abe,
a secret.
Yeah.
For a long time, but it grew humongous. There were like, I think there were over 2,000 members, but the thing, that group split apart because of Donald Trump, because there were a group of people in there that just couldn't go along with Trump, and some of them I think are still that way.
Well, I remember going to the events, James, and one of the speakers was John Kasich. And we thought he was such a conservative congressman, and he was so, everything was about spending, don't spend, keep taxes low. And I thought he was, you know, I took a picture with him and his wife, and I thought he was the greatest conservative, whatever. What happens to people like that? He's now going to speak on behalf of Biden at the Democrat convention.
I had contact with him. He had a show on Fox. I don't know if you remember this. He was a host on Fox, and I appeared on his show quite a few times. And I always thought he was a little squishy, you know, a little bit of a mainstream kind of establishment guy. But he has chosen this path, much like the members of that Lincoln Project. And I believe, and we're hearing more and more about this, they're choosing it for money and for power. Because, look, John Kasich, if you, on CNN, they think he's wonderful. But he, I don't know if he's involved with the Lincoln Project. Look at how Paul Ryan, who's essentially a never-Trumper, how he has been rewarded. He sits on the board of News Corp.
Fox. Yeah, News Corp, the parent company of Fox, yeah.
And the parent company of Fox. People, you know, they get rewarded. Bill Kristol, Kellyanne Conway's husband, George Conway, and a bunch of other people. We're now hearing stories that they're being funded by big Democrat organizations. Well, surprise, surprise there, to put these ads together. So part of it, I think, is very cynical. Because you can't, how can you support Joe Biden, the avatar, the meat puppet? How can you do that with a clear conscience?
Well, listen, you know, listen, today, I don't know if you're aware that Biden, or maybe he said it yesterday, I don't know if it was this morning or yesterday, but Biden was incoherent as usual at a event, incoherent, stumbling, bumbling, didn't know where he was, said something about, well, our physician voting monitors at all the voting booths. It was the strangest thing ever. But he also said, with all the problems in America, James, you know, think of COVID, think of rioting in the streets, think of the border, think of taxes, think of the economy. With all the problems in America, he told a Muslim group, I think it was yesterday, he said, what we need in our schools is to teach more Islam. I want to run on that. I think we should run on that. That should be the entire campaign. Biden against Trump. If you want more Islam in the schools to your kids, watch your kids, vote for Joe Biden. There it is. That should be the election. It's over. That's all I want. It should all be about Islam. I'll be right back. Wayne Allen Root, more with James Hersey. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves on offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k now into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allen Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer fees up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, just go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I mentioned in every show that I hate masks and I'm not a fan of them, but you have no choice. You have to wear them. And, of course, President Trump came out today and said, you got to wear them. Said things are going to get worse before they get better, and you really should wear your masks, and he's starting to wear them now. So really, no one has any choice now. You got to wear a mask, and I got the best mask you could ever possibly want. It's Boomer Naturals. It's a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. They are in stock now, and they ship to you fast. These multi-use covers are very affordable, about 30 cents per day. And one reason why they're so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that aids in blocking droplets and tiny particles. And Boomer donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities. So, you order 50 and they send out 50 free ones to people in need. So it's a really good thing. Do good. Order your face mask. You have to have one. You might as well have one that's breathable and that costs 30 cents a day. And is wearable for your whole family. You can understand people talk underneath it instead of, hey, can you give me some directions to Johnson Street? I can never understand what people are saying behind their masks. But this one allows you to breathe comfortably and talk comfortably. So it's really cool. It's the only mask I wear. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout. WARRADIO20 and save 20%. WARRADIO20 as in Wayne Allen Root Radio. Promo code WARRADIO20 at BoomerNaturals.com. 20% off your source for in-stock face covers. They got them all in stock. Great stuff. Different colors. All right. We are back with James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, entertainment, and media. Website, JamesHerson.com. So, James, The View co-hosts accused Trump today of fascism in Portland for trying to break up nonstop anarchy in the streets of Portland. What do you think about all that?
Oh, it's amazing. Well, first of all, The View co-hosts using the word fascism is just following the Democratic Party line now. And so they're saying that if you have people who are attacking, who are defacing, who are destroying federal property, that somehow sending in federal law enforcement is unwarranted, is fascistic or whatever. But Joy Behar takes the cake because she says sending law enforcement to Portland, people that are breaking federal laws, that's Putin's plan. That's following the dictates of Vladimir Putin. Like, Joy Behar's living in 2017, apparently. She still thinks Russiagate is on. Or, I don't know, she watches too much Rachel Maddow. But the fact is, the president signed an executive order that said that federal property, then attacking that is a crime, 10 years in jail. And there are numerous federal statutes that say that it's a crime to destroy, deface, otherwise harm federal buildings, try to take over federal buildings like they're doing with the federal courthouse in Portland.
Right.
And therefore, these people are violating specific statutes. And so Homeland Security, they put together this task force. And, you know, it's like President Trump can't win. He says very clearly on his Twitter account, if things don't change, if these, you know, governors and mayors don't do their jobs and protect the people, I'm going to step in and do something. So then when he didn't do something right away, you heard criticism from the media. Look at Trump. He's all talk. He didn't do anything. Then when he does something, they say, oh, my God, these are stormtroopers. This is fascism. I mean, it's absolutely astounding to watch the audacity of these people. And it's not just their hatred for Trump. It's their lust for power. And the real, you know, there's some real villains here. When we look at Portland, there is a feckless mayor who would not allow the Portland police, who could have broken this thing up. It's gone on for 54 days. Tonight is 55 days, almost 2 months. And he let this thing go on, and they constantly spread the lie that these people are peaceful. And they're not peaceful. They're rioters. And same thing with the governor, Katie Brown. She should have sent out the National Guard at least 4 weeks ago. And instead, she's playing this political gamesmanship, which is part of the Democrat strategy. We see the chaos in the streets in New York, Chicago, Atlanta, Los Angeles. And it's all the same pattern. So it's part of an election year strategy.
All right, James, the music's on, so we got to go. We never got to the question I wanted to ask you about. I wanted to spend some time on Kanye West, but we'll have to tackle it next week. Kanye's seems like he's kind of lost his mind. I'm sad about it because he could have been a great candidate that would have taken a lot of the black vote away from the Democrats at probably the end of the election to Trump, but he seems like he's nuts and he's having a nervous breakdown. So we'll talk about it next week. Kanye West will be our topic at the top of our interview. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, website, jameshurston.com. James, great to have you with us.
Great to be with you. Take care.
All right, be good. I also forgot to ask him about Orange County, the OC. What's going on there? What's happening in California? Are businesses open? Are the streets empty? Wow, a lot of stuff going on in the world. But, you know, the important thing is we got to teach Islam in school.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.